I mean, obviously, I agree with you. How would you explain that to someone who didn't already know about it? Why the need is greater now than it was then?
I think I'd focus on precarious labor. Yeah. I think in the mid-1970s, I think people still expected to graduate from high school even and to get a job and work at the same company, or if not the same company, at least in the same industry until they were 65, and then they'd be retired with a gold watch and a nice pension for the rest of their lives. And that, you know, just isn't the reality for people anymore. Yeah. And, you know, we can all look at our kids, you know, our students, and see the challenges they have in trying to find what you might call permanent employment. And even what they call permanent employment really isn't that anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, people are struggling to find that kind of stability in labor today.
Mm, yeah.
And I think a guaranteed income is absolutely, absolutely the best way to supplement and support and fill in the gaps. And at the same time, as I said earlier, to give a little bit of power back to workers and to allow them to stand up to employers and to ask for better conditions and better pay.
Yeah, and I guess if there's not going to be continuity and stability in employment, then... Yep. Getting continuity and stability from somewhere else.
I don't think there will be. I don't think those days are ever coming back. I mean, we live in a globalized world, and you know, the world has changed just fundamentally.
And do you think?